people say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. Before this shit show starts, I want to give a big shout-out to all of our sponsors. Mr. Dustin Smith at Middle Georgia Total Health, Lori's Dive In. Miss Lynn at Your Choice Healthcare over in Eastman. By the way, Dustin Smith is also in Eastman. We went to school together. Stinky, I'm still surprised that you are a chiropractor, but you do a jam-up job on my back, so I appreciate all you do, Bubba. Miss Lynn has also took care of us a lot over in Eastman. Y'all please go check her out. Jason Johnson with Project K9 Hero. The boys over at Blazer 88. Josh and Brandon, thank y'all so much for everything y'all do. Cottonfield Grill, Mr. Kevin and Ty and Miss Kelly and all the staff and everything over there. Thank y'all so much for making us part of your family, really, to be honest with you. We're very grateful for that. The folks over at Back Road Park and Event Venue in Susan Moore, Alabama, you guys are amazing. We have Battle of the Bands coming up April the 6th. We still have about 4 spots left. I know you win like $1,000 that night, but I also think that you get to open up for Shenandoah, and they'll pay for you to cut a single. So if you're an artist and you're listening to this, please go register now. Go check them out at Back Road Park and Event Venue on their Facebook and register. I'll be hosting that event. My dude Seth Bazemore with Down Yonder Hat Co. Seth has literally been with us since our first shows up in Nashville. Please go check out Down Yonder. All of us boys wear them, and the girls too. We love them to death and all that they do. Better Than Basic Marketing. My girl Erica does our websites, does a lot of our social media content. Jesus fucking awesome, dude. If y'all need a website done, artwork for your album covers or whatever, check out Miss Erica at Better Than Basic. My dude, Mr. Bubba at Hashtag 601 Roofing King, and he also runs the Blue Collar Alliance page on Facebook. Check them out. And our only fan girl of the month, Miss Missy. She did it last month and this month. I think she's going on a trip with us next month, too. So I'm excited to see her. Y'all go check her out on Instagram now at youfoundmissy_again. And yeah, dude, you're going to love them. You're going to love her. She's hot. She's cool as shit, too. We had a great time with her on our last Nashville trip. So, today is not a good day for me. I am petty today, if you don't know. It is my other daughter's birthday. I don't talk about her a lot on here out of respect for her mother and her stepfather, because they've done an amazing job, but still weighs heavy on me. We have not seen her in several years. We're kind of just now building up a line of communication with them the right way. I am not a fan of families having to go through court to figure out this shit, right? Like, I will think till the day that I die that it's not a court's place to tell a family how to parent, how to love their kids, when they're supposed to see their kids. I understand that there are certain situations that you just ain't got a choice because it's just so bad. And I've just always been a person that believed this situation will rectify itself. And I do still think, I pray about it, pray hard about it. I know that everything will be the way that it's supposed to be. Oh, in God's time. You know, it's hard to question the good Lord when he knows the past, the present, and the future. You don't know what lessons you're learning in that time period that you don't understand. You usually don't understand pain until you get to the other side of pain. And then you understand exactly why you went through what you went through. It makes sense then. It never makes sense until you're on the other side of pain. So I would tell y'all this, if you're struggling with anything like that right now, please understand there is a reason You can't see it yet. Nobody's going to tell you that there's a reason. But when you get on the other side of the problem, on the other side of the pain, you'll figure out the purpose. You'll figure out the lesson that was supposed to be learned in that time period. So just don't stop. Just don't give up. Keep taking a step forward. Stay positive, and positive things will happen to you. But that has been like a little icing on the cake today because it's her birthday. My dad has been in and out of the ICU for the past 2 weeks with heart failure due to sleep apnea. He's had a heart attack. He's had, it's like called an instigmy or whatever. I can't fucking remember how you say it. Those words are way too hard for somebody like me to say. And it's been hard. It's been hard seeing somebody that you looked up to your whole life and that you love that's been a problem, been a pain in the ass a good bit of times, and we don't agree on much, but he's still my dad, and I love him. And it's just been kind of hard to see that. So that's one reason why we haven't put out any episodes. And like, well, we put out the Raising Grace rounds last week, but I haven't actually sat here and talked to anybody. And this week we'll be getting back to that. But I'm feeling pissed off and petty, that stuff with my dad. And then just, you know, I'm not going to say any names because I'm not going to say this person's name or their company name, but I am pissed off at the fact that something like this happened with my name associated. So I feel like I have to talk about it. I feel like I wouldn't be me if I just didn't talk about it. And the bad thing for them is most of the time I probably would have just been like, fuck it. You know, they'll get theirs. Lions don't concern themselves with the opinions of sheep, you know, like it's what's going to happen is going to happen. People, karma has a way of fucking people. and that's what I was kind of leaving it to. But between that happening, with my dad the past 2 weeks and me being just pissed off at the world about that, and then it being my other daughter's birthday today, and I'm pissed off that I can't see her, and this that situation's not what I want it to be yet, but it's not what the good Lord wants it to be yet either. That's what I have to tell myself. That's what we all have to tell ourselves. You know, good things come to those who wait. And, you know, I've waited this long, I'm gonna wait a little bit longer. I used to get real upset, by the way. This is the first year I haven't probably been drunk by lunchtime on her birthday. We probably haven't seen her since she was two or three. And it's just been hard. It's been real hard on me. And I used to cry and I used to get so upset about it. And I used to fucking just lose myself in it. And I'd let it engulf me. And I've got really good about not letting it engulf me and believing, because I have faith that everything happens for a reason and this will all play itself out in God's time, not my time. But this is the first time I hadn't been drunk around her birthday. And with everything else going on, like I need something to bitch about. Like I need to vent. And you know what I was thinking? I was like, you know what? I've got a fucking podcast, dude. Why don't you get on there and vent? Why don't you just get on there, hit record, let it ride, and see what the fuck happens today, right? And right before I got on here, I got a message from a friend about a previous sponsor, somebody that we work with, reaching out to them. And I no longer will do business with these people. One thing about me, folks, and I'm weird about this, I like, especially when it comes to business, just tell me the truth. Don't lead me on. Don't lie to me. If you have a small business, then you know what it's like. People promising you they're going to pay you on a date and then they don't. And then their story changes 15 fucking times. That recently happened to me. And I would have been satisfied and happy if this company would have said, hey, we don't have the money right now. I would have worked something out with them to where they remained on as a sponsor. And I kept helping them and promoting them and, you know, hooking up our artists with them. And when they kind of led me on, they kind of, you know, gave me disinformation. I'm not really going to say they lied to me because I don't know their whole case. But them not handling the situation professionally is what I was like, you know what? Fuck it. You know, if you don't want to be part of it no more, that's fine. Go do something else. I don't knock anybody. If you want to do something else, do something else. Fuck it. I don't care. There's plenty of people that want to be associated with this show because of the success of it and because of my beliefs and the people we have on, to where, you know, some months it's a little bit of a struggle to fill up all of our sponsorship roles, and some month I have to turn people away. So yeah, you know, it's whatever. But right before I got on, somebody messaged me about them, and I was already pissed off about some other stuff with them, and I just decided to get on here and talk for a few minutes and just to share with you guys a couple things. Like, if you see this show not working with people anymore after it looks like we were close, I'm not going to tell you not to work with them, but I'm going to tell you to ask more questions. I'm not the person who's going to sit here and bash somebody's name unless you've done something just unforgivable to me. You know, we've had people before on here that's had to send me a fucking cease and desist because they were a piece of shit. But once again, I don't even think they're hardly fucking playing anymore. You know, you play with fire, you get burned, bro. And there's been a couple other times along the way that, like, people have tried me. And I don't mind when people try me. I don't mind when people come at me. Hell, I kind of like it, I think. I kind of think it's a problem that I like it so much. I'm a crash test dummy, and I will turn into a kamikaze pilot to prove a fucking point. My ego has an ego sometimes, and when I know I'm right, there's no length. I'll destroy myself to destroy you, and I know how unhealthy that is, but I've worked too damn hard and spent too much time away from Gracie and spent way too much money, and I've had to just do way too much, too many hours on the road to not make me and anybody that is part of this show successful. And I know that that's what it's going to be, because this is already my life. It's been my life for 3 years. Well, I guess almost four now. Shit. That's all my life has been. And the proof is in the pudding. And the one thing I'm not going to let people do is take my pudding and make it their fucking pudding. Make your own pudding. You know, you've got to put in the work. You've got to put in the time. You got to put in the effort. And there's a difference in faking it till you make it and lying. I'm going to find a post that I made last week real fast, and I'm going to read it to you guys. Because I just want y'all to know where I stand with certain shit. If you're an artist, or you're a social media personality, or you're somebody that works with this show, whether it's an OnlyFans personality, somebody coming off of network television or whatever, like, it is my job to be friendly to you, to protect you. It is my job to give you the best information that I can give you and lead you in the right way to working towards working with other companies. And I'm going to read y'all this because this flows right into it. A good way for me to cut you off and lose all respect for you is to mislead or screw over my friends and the folks I work with. I don't care if you do it to me. Hell, I can move on from that pretty easily. But when you do it to the folks I care about, I'll make sure that my friends and colleagues never work with you again. I'll always stand by this, whether I become wealthy in this life or I'm dirt poor. It'll always be morals over money for me. It'll take you longer getting to the top, not taking the shortcuts. But in my opinion, that is the only way you don't fall off once you get there. You have staying power. Earn it yourself, and you'll respect yourself, and so will everyone else. So I say all that to say this. If you haven't done the work yet, that's fine. If you haven't been a part of big shows yet, that's fine. If you haven't built your social media yet, that's fine. Work on it. Don't make yourself out to be bigger than you are when there's a chance of you getting there. Does that make sense? People lose respect for that all, like, real fucking quick. Real quick. You know, there's one thing throwing out your credentials and letting some people know, because there are people out here that judge everything by numbers. And in the world we live in, I don't like it, but I understand it. I think that a following, you know, it doesn't matter how big it is, doesn't equal how talented you are. But I get where some people only want to work with successful people. That makes sense to me. Some people just want to say it's clout chasing or whatever, but in my mind, it's not clout chasing. It's I view myself this highly, and I want to work with somebody that is that to the same standard, if that makes sense. And, you know, I've said it a million times on the show. I want to go into a room and I want to be the least successful person in that room, but I want everyone in that room to respect me. I want them to see the value in me, and I want all of them to be giving me a little piece of them to help me, to make me better at what I do. And also, besides for just that, if you're the least successful person in the room, more than likely somebody saw the value in you to invite you in that room in the first place. I think that is a huge fucking compliment just within itself. But you can't go in those rooms. You can't be part of those shows. You can't attach your name to shit until you've earned the right to attach your name to stuff. I recently saw somebody. Let me take a sip of coffee. I recently saw somebody, and this was pointed out to me because I don't really keep up with anybody's social media, to be honest with you. I look at my daughters, and I look at country music stars, and I look at all of my friends in Nashville. That's about what I look at. But someone pointed out to me that there was a person that we had worked with at some point in time in the past that they were associating their name with shows that they had nothing to do with. And that some of the content that they were sharing on social media, they were wording it in a way to where it made them look like they were associated with something that they were not, that they had not. And I'm not even going to say that like this group did not earn this, because I've seen them work their ass off. I'll give them that. But unless you're invited, unless you're part of it, you can't say you're part of it, right? That would be like me going to CMA Fest this year and saying, oh, since I'm going to CMA Fest and this is what I do for a living, that I'm part of CMA Fest. I'm only part of CMA Fest. The CMA Fest gives me a fucking media credential. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to earn your place. And it pisses me off to the umph degree when you see people that have not earned their place but want to take that place, that and like bulldog it as fuck too. Like, just coming there like a bull in a china shop. That's not cool. But that's not cool in any aspect of life. You can't just make yourself out to be more, especially when you're dealing with artists and you're dealing with social media personalities. Because every single one of these personalities, they're looking for a break. Every one of these artists are looking for a break. You cannot make empty promises to these people. It's not just an empty promise to them. It's a broken heart to them. Last week, I almost got scammed out of $102 because Lush, the cosmetic company, they definitely didn't know this happened, but somebody sent me a collaboration thing, emailed it to the studio, and it was for $1,000 a week for one video a week. But when you clicked on all their links, their link went to their website, their link went to their Instagram. Everything was the fucking same. Like, the contract that I even looked up and had someone look over it, they were like, this is legit. Like, a legal person, I don't know what you call them if they're not an attorney, but they do whatever. I can't even fucking remember the name of these guys. But they looked over and they're like, this is legit, dude. Like, this is your biggest deal that you've got so far. And it was fake. Lush, I'm just going to tell y'all, I looked up your stuff. Y'all look awesome. You look like an amazing organization. But you got somebody out there right now that is using your Instagram, that is using your website, using all this shit. And they're promising people that are somebody like me, just a social media personality with a podcast or, you know, with a good social media following, they're promising them $1,000 a week. And that's already stupid fucking money. It was only like for 6 months anyway. But that's $24,000. That's life-changing money to some people. And they're out there promising that to people that probably need it. I know with me, I could use $24,000. I could use it so much. Like, I got a lot of shit coming up that I need to pay for. And right now, don't have a real good idea how I'm going to pay for some of it, to be real with you. But that was someone taking advantage of someone who's a dreamer, who is a social media personality, who I'm not going to call myself an artist because I'm not a fucking artist. But they were going to take advantage of me. And that's the same emptiness, the same hurt that some of these artists feel, some of these personalities feel when somebody makes a promise to them like that and then it doesn't happen. You know, when you're your own business, when you are the reason why you get paid and it's up to your creativity to make sure you get paid and listened to and all this other shit, you know, you want those little breaks. And when you think a break is coming, you pray for those breaks is probably a better way to say it. And when you think those breaks are coming and something snatches it from you like that, there's nothing more frustrating. Nothing more frustrating at all. And when I heard that this company was making empty promises, that they were taking things that other people had done and spent their hard-earned money on and made it look like their own, yeah, it pissed me off. It pissed me off to where I almost was like, you know what? I'm fixing to rag them out. I'm fixing to rag them out. Finna name drop. Finna do all this shit. But out of respect for other people, I'm not going to. I just want to make sure that if any artist is listening to this, if anybody that at one point in time was associated with us or somebody who says they're still associated with us or however somebody would word it using my name or my content from any of our shows or anybody else's that we actually work with, you know, feel free to ask. Feel free to ask my opinion on them. Because the truth is, this is kind of a sad situation for me. I had a lot of faith and a lot of love for this company. And just to find out that they were misleading and not honest, it hurts. Like I said, I can deal with somebody owing me money. Well, they didn't technically owe me money. They didn't tell me till the last day of the month they were not renewing after promising they were renewing the sponsorship for a week or two, and then lied. And I don't even know if they technically lied, but nothing they said for a week leading up to that made sense. Look, folks, if you don't have the money to pay somebody, just tell them you ain't got the money, pay them. Small businesses, they fucking thrive off of that shit coming in. I don't have anybody saying, hey, Josh, you know, you did a real good job last week. We're going to give you an extra check. Yeah, that shit don't fucking happen. No, I have to work for mine. I have to make my shit happen. And I'm blessed to have amazing sponsors like I read off to y'all earlier. People that have been associated with us. People that want to be associated with us. You know, it's not necessarily about filling a slot and taking, you know, somebody replacing them. It's about, hey, if we're going to do business together, let's have a good business relationship. Let's be able to trust what the other one says. Because the bad thing with me, the second I lose trust in you, it's over with. It is fucking over with. And then I get petty as hell. Why anybody would want to do that to me, knowing how petty I am, is beyond me. That really shows that you never listen to shit I said in the first place. By the way, they're not a sponsor on the show, but Black Rifle Coffee, thank you. This shit's good as fuck. But like, it's not right to mislead. I have people that are connected with this show that I love dearly. Friends, family, people that I'm in business with, sponsors, everybody. And it's just where you cannot mislead when it comes to that shit. And the last thing I want to see, like I said, I can deal with it. I can be petty as fuck. I can deal with it. It'll teach me a lesson. You know, I'm a firm believer in that you don't fail in life if you learn something from your failure. Okay, like if something bad happens to me, I've decided at some point in time to view it that it happened for me, good or bad. You can't pick or choose. You can't sit here and say only the good shit benefited me. If you do that, you're missing out on a whole lot of lessons that you probably didn't learn. You have to view everything, good or bad, in your life as a learning experience. Something that is driving you to be the person that you need to be. And I am big on, I don't care if it happens to me. I don't care. Let it happen to me. But one thing we're not going to do is not happen to the people that I love and I care about. I get pissy about it. I get mad about it. I be getting fired the fuck up about it is what I be doing. I don't like it. By the way, while I'm just sitting here thinking about it, April the 20th, Back Road Park over in Susan Moore, Alabama. My boy Miles Gee, he's coming out. Cassidy Daniels, if y'all have not heard Cassidy Daniels yet, she's a fucking beast. Riley Anderson, I love you, Bubba. I can't wait. Mr. Jason Michael Carroll. Alyssa Lies, Living Our Love Song, all that good shit. Oh, God, he's so good. He played my round last month in Nashville. And let me tell you, it was amazing. He is so damn good. It's called Back Road Bash. I'll be hosting it. We have tickets available. Please check it out now. That's Miles Gee, Cassidy Daniels, Riley Anderson, and Jason Michael Carroll. April the 20th, Susan Moore, Alabama. Back Road Park and event venue. I'll be hosting it. It's going to be awesome. Back Road Bash. You know why I just did that, by the way? It's how you kill two birds, one stone. I can clip that shit out. And that's exactly the soundbite and shit that I needed for that show. But anyway, I just don't want to see anybody I love and care about get screwed over. I recently heard a story about somebody who was told, and this is not the same company, by the way, that I'm bitching about. They were told, hey, if you'll go get artwork done, if you'll go get this single cut, if you'll go do all of this, I'll reimburse you. I just want my name attached to it. Most folks are going to be like, fuck yeah, that's a great deal. Like, hell yeah. And then what happens when you go do all that work and that person doesn't give you the money they promised? People don't think about, well, your rents do, light bills do, car payments do, insurance for the car, your food, your lights, your water, all this kind of shit. So then it goes, that income that was fixing to be from my new project, I've got to do this over here and pay for this now. Like, you screw somebody like that. These people are not big businesses. Most of us are struggling in what we're doing because we're not where we want to be yet. I'm not going to say where we're supposed to be because you don't ever know if you're going to get there or that's where God wants you. He can send your ass down a different path. You just got to be smart enough to pay attention to it. And people just don't get, like, you're fucking with somebody's livelihood. And I'll be damned if that's going to happen to any of the artists and shit that I work with, that I care about, that I call friends. One of the things that I have been so reluctant to do, and I'm not going to do it, but I want to do it for the simple fact that I see so many people get screwed over, is like, I want to start like a management company. I really do. A booking agency, whatever. But I don't want to run it. I want to be like, same role I'm at now. I want to have somebody who's got a great business sense, that is honest, that is loyal to a fault. A lot of people don't understand that quality. A girl told me several years ago that I dated. She said, I'd rather have loyalty than love. And I thought she was fucking crazy then. Until recently. Until the past year or two. And then I've got it. I've had people that told me they love me to my face stab me in the back. I've never had someone that was loyal to me stab me in the back and hurt me. Never. They might have told me some shit I didn't want to hear. But they were honest and loyal. They always had my back, even when they shouldn't have. And I want people to be more loyal. And I think if I found somebody that was that loyal to run this shit for me, I would. I would send all the artists that we worked to over there. Hell, I already do booking. I don't want to get paid for it because in my mind it's like, hey, I'm going to book my buddy to go play here, and then I'm going to get to go have a good time with them. And more than likely, I'm probably going to get paid to host it. So why not pick my friends or the people that I think are super talented to do these events and me just be a part of it? It's fucking perfect for me. Because, you know, I'm not out to get rich off of these artists. They're my friends. I'm artist friendly. I am out to make my money off of my show and my talents. And I thought about it several times. And, like, I've even got a couple of buddies that's brought it up to me a couple of times. Like, hey, do this, please. I really got to thinking about it when one big name asked me to do it. And I don't want to. I don't want to handle anybody's money is my thing. I don't like it. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm bad with money as it is. You hand me a check for $50,000 from one show and I'm supposed to do something right with it. I'll go ahead and tell you folks, I don't know if I trust myself with it. And that's a fucked up thing to say, but it is the truth. If I got something that's overdue and something that needs to be paid and that person might not know if I spend it or whatever and I can put it back later, there's a chance that my head is so warped and so fucked up that I'm liable not to be able to do that. That I'm liable to be like, okay, I'm going to pay this shit off and put this back later. And then next thing you know, you're fucking Selena's manager. If y'all don't know what that is, by the way, I just rewatched that like 2 days ago. Selena, this is a great movie. It was a great movie. I don't know why more people don't talk about it. I wonder if her manager's out, by the way. I can't remember. I know she didn't die when she killed Selena. I don't know. Maybe she did. I don't fucking remember. But anyway, I know that about me, though. And it's okay. Like, if you know that you're not good at something and you know you can't be trusted with something, I got buddies who are recovering addicts. They will not put themselves in the same room as alcohol. They will not put themselves in the same room as even weed because they're scared and they know themselves. It's okay to know yourself. It's okay to know that you can't do this. It's okay to know that if you go around something, you're liable to fuck up and just not go around it. With me, yeah, I'm bad with money. So I pay my bills and I let other people handle that shit. Like, I don't want to. I don't fucking want to. And that's just where there's not enough people that have that self-awareness to where they understand that you can't be this. If you're somebody at a low level and you're already doing that and you're already saying, hey, this money went there and this money went here and I'm going to pay for this using my name even though somebody else paid for it. You have to have self-awareness to know, hey, look, I fucked up. I'm sorry. Let me admit to being sorry and we'll move on. But I don't need to put myself in this position anymore. A lot of people, asking forgiveness is hard, but for most people, giving forgiveness isn't, if you ask. One of my buddies played a show in Macon about 2 weeks ago, and it was packed. We had a great time. It was wonderful, and there was a boy there. This boy was someone who used to live with me, and it's a very weird story. He used to be like a little puppy dog that followed me around. And then I really grew to love this kid and like him so much. And I found out that this kid was going around telling people, this is like 5 years ago, by the way, like four or five. He was telling people he owned a piece of my company. He owned a piece of something that I had built. And he was lying to his family about him working. And he was lying to women about him having a job and all this kind of shit. And he was getting other people to pay for his stuff. And then being like, hey, when Josh pays me, I'll give it back to you. And apparently he had screwed over some girl. She had paid for some shit or whatever. I don't know how much money she had spent. Seemed like it was like $400 on some shit. I really am not 100% sure on that. But he got caught messing around on this girl after she spent all this money on him. And she contacted me. And when she contacted me, she was like, hey, can you go ahead and give me old boy's money and send it directly to me instead of giving it to him because he owes me this. And I'll show you proof that he owes me this. I was like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. No idea at all. I was like, this dude does not work for me. He does not own a piece of anything that I have. Nothing. So I don't know where this is coming from. And I think it was later on that night or the next night. Luckily, my big brother, Lee Tucker. By the way, Lee, I love you. I hope your hip's doing better. I hope you're feeling good. Oh, excuse me, y'all. Luckily, Lee Tucker was there. Because we had got drunk and I had decided that that was the time to say something to this boy. And grabbed him by his neck and kind of threw him against the wall, to be real with you. And Lee stopped it. He's very lucky that Lee Tucker was there. I have not seen this kid since then, since I had kicked him out of the house and told him to get the fuck on. I knew that he had lied to an artist when I was still working in radio about him being involved with another radio station. He fucking wasn't. And the artist happened to be one of my friends, somebody that he had met through me. And I was pissed off about that since then. But I was pissed off because the dude didn't earn anything. And that led to, he didn't earn using my fucking name. And on Friday night, a couple weeks ago in Macon, he was there. And I ignored him the first couple times I saw him because that night wasn't about me. I didn't want to cause any issues. And I know me, if I see a problem, I'm addressing a problem. If there's something amiss, I'm taking it head on. We either can talk about it like adults and come to a resolution, or we can be fucking cowboys. Doesn't matter. I don't care either way. But I know me, I'm such an overthinker that if I don't address something right then, it's going to drive me nuts. I'm going to sit here and go, woulda, coulda, shoulda, for a fucking month about it. So anyway, ignore him a couple times. We get done with the show. Place is about to close and all this kind of shit. And he grabs me by my arm and he's like, hey, man, you didn't hear me say hey? And I was like, dude, I'm not talking to you. I don't want to. This is not going to go well. Leave me the fuck alone, pretty much. And anyway, he got an attitude with me. And he's like, why the fuck are you like that? And I was like, you don't really want to do this right now. And I had drank a lot. I don't get me wrong. This was like a celebration that we were at. And I drank a lot of tequila at this celebration. But I was still coherent. Thanks, Adderall. I was still good. I could have a conversation. So he asked me what my deal was. And I told him. And he's like, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. All this bullshit. And this is like 5 years ago, and I couldn't, it's not like I can go pull up the fucking messages, right? Like, I cannot show him where somebody messaged me 5 years ago. And anyway, I was like, look, dude, you want to clear the air? You want to start over? Tell me the truth right now and tell me you're sorry and I'll forgive you. If you don't, you get the other side of that. And it took four or five times, and there was a girl that was sitting next to me that's a friend of mine. I was standing. She was sitting. There's a lot of people crowded right here. But this girl and me used to hang out a good bit. And she saw how mad I was getting. She even said, I've never seen you that mad ever. And it was where, like, he would not stop. He would not admit that he fucked up. I could have had a decent relationship with this guy. Or at least not been pissed off, I guess is the best way to put it. If he would have just said, I'm sorry, I fucked up, I was a kid. I made so many mistakes as a young man. so many fucking mistakes. I've had to admit that I was wrong more times than I wanted to. And it's tasted like shit every time it's came out of my mouth that I'm sorry, I was wrong, that I shouldn't have done this. I've stolen, I've lied, I've cheated. I've been a bad person when I was a young man. But as a child, you think as a child, and you don't realize the consequences of your actions most of the times. I didn't. Now I try to rectify a lot of those situations. Now I try to be a better person and more honest than I've ever been in my life. And that's hard. That is hard for somebody who grew up lying because they wasn't happy with their life. I lied every fucking word out my mouth from the time I could talk until I was probably mid-20s because I didn't like my life. I was not a happy person. I was living a lie. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So I even sympathized with this boy to the point to where I was like, look, just fucking tell me you're sorry and that you did this and we'll move on. But he had enough pride, because there was a girl, I guess, he was standing there with, that he refused to tell the truth. He refused. So I taught him one of them life lessons. I open-handed bitch slapped him in the middle of the bar. Not proud of it. It was not the thing to do at the time or the place. I do feel bad about it, because I could have embarrassed my friend who was performing at the time, or just got done performing. I could have embarrassed the bar owner. I could have made myself look like a fool, but I got just enough cowboy in me, to try to prove a fucking point. And open-handed bitch slapped him extremely hard. His hat went flying off. He about fell down. And he just stood there, looked at me, and started crying. Like mad crying, not like sobbing like a bitch. I mean, he didn't do nothing. But I told him to his face, hey, if you're going to lie, you better be fucking tough. If you're going to lie, when somebody's offering you the chance to be forgiven by just telling the truth, you better be fucking tough, because the consequences that come along with that are going to be some that you're not going to want to face. And that's the advice I would give to this company that I've been talking about throughout this episode. Is if you made a mistake, admit you made it a mistake. If you screwed up, if you let pride get in the way, if you let, you know, faking it till you make it get in the way, if you let your ego get in the fucking way, admit you did. And ask for forgiveness. If you don't, everybody's going to view you as you didn't learn from your mistake. You didn't learn your lesson. If you didn't learn your fucking lesson, and we know that you fucked up, why would we ever forgive you or want to be around you? We're not going to be, I'm not going to be the person for sure to reach out to you. I refuse to. I'm not a very, how you put this, I'm not a very sympathetic person anyway. I got in trouble over this weekend. I didn't really get in trouble. There was a woman who was methed out at Walmart. I took a video of her. I posted it. Got like 100,000 views in over an hour. And somebody reached out to me and was like, hey, this is so-and-so's family. This is their mother. Can you please take it down? And they were like, they don't like the way that she acts either and all this kind of shit. And with me, I was not out to hurt this woman. I was just wanting her to be held accountable because she was a whole fucking train wreck. And I'll be real with you, because I'm a piece of shit. I thought it was funny. I put Reading Rainbow behind it as she was playing with a book or trying to read a book and fucking messing her head around. I thought it was funny. Still think it's funny. But I think people are supposed to be held accountable. And I didn't think about the consequences of posting that until someone messaged me. And I realized it was someone in my community that I don't know real well, but I know that they're a good person. And the way that they approached me, the way that they spoke to me, made me have more respect for them, to where I pulled the video. And I don't ever pull shit. But it was in that moment that I realized I let my ego or whatever get in the way. I let that shit get in my way. And I let what I thought was funny and what I thought was entertaining precede the consequences. And that was wrong. 100% wrong of me. I still stand by the video being funny. The woman was kind of a bitch. So I don't really take it back. But at the same time, I'm not out to hurt people or have collateral damage. I grew up in that environment. I'm numb to it. I don't have any sympathy towards it. But I understand how other people can. So I try to do what was right in that situation. I even apologize to these people. That's all it takes sometimes is a sincere apology and admitting you fucked up, admitting you did wrong. You know, there's been a lot of times on this show that I've talked to you guys about me trying to make things right in my life, a penance or whatever it is, making amends because I did so much bad shit when I was younger. Now I feel like I'm obligated. I did so much bad shit when I was a young man, then now I feel like I have to intervene in situations, that I have to speak up in situations, that I have to be a better person now to make up for all the bad shit I did, lying, cheating, and stealing as a young man. And I hold that same standard to everyone that I'm associated with. It's either we're doing good things for this world and we're being good people, and we're being honest, even when it's hard to be honest, or we're not doing it at all. You know, I used to have a buddy, and I think I've said this on the show a million times. He used to say, I'd rather climb a tree and tell a lie than stand on the ground and tell the truth. I would make shit so hard on myself, so hard on myself, and one lie would lead to 10. 10 lies will lead to 100. And that's when you start living a lie. I would make it so hard. I would rather climb a tall tree and tell a lie than stand on the ground and tell the truth. I don't know why we think it is so hard to tell the truth. I don't know why. I think mostly it's because we're scared of what the other person's going to say. We're scared of the way the other person's going to feel. But in all honesty, most of the time, they already know. It's not like you're hiding some big secret. They probably have a good idea. What you're losing when you're lying is their respect and their trust and their loyalty. And that is why lying to artists, to social media personalities, to just your friends, your business partners, to whoever, that is why it's just so damning. That is why people get turned off of it so bad. I tell every single artist when I'm a part of a show with them, first thing you need to know is how much you're getting paid and what we expect from you. And you're going to get that payment before you get on stage, whether it's dealing with Cottonfield, Backroad Park, Hummingbird, Cashman's, whoever we do shows with. They pay you before you get on stage if that's what you want. And you know what happens when you do that and you're taking care of the artist? Usually, if they have an hour and a half set, they'll probably play a couple more songs. They want to be good to you because you were good to them. Anything with the Josh Terry podcast, with just myself in general, with Raising Grace Studios, with Cashman's, the Hummingbird, Backroad Park, Cottonfield, even dealing with some stuff at Live Oak. I know Hasten is a fucking man of his word, and he takes care of people up there. He's always took care of us. You're going to get dealt with right. We're going to treat you the way that you need to be treated. We're going to take care of you. And anytime someone comes along and they're not doing what they're supposed to, or they're taking credit for someone else's work, or making themselves look like they're more important than they are, now, that's when we're going to cut you the fuck off. That's when I'm going to cut you the fuck off anyway. I ain't got time for it. I'm not going to deal with it. There's too many good people in this world to have to sit here and always worry about the shitty ones. That you can apply that to anything in your life, folks. Absolutely anything. remember, there are people that love you, that care about you. They're going to be loyal to you. They're going to have your back. They're going to tell you shit you don't want to hear that you need to hear. And then you're just going to have people that kiss your ass. And they're going to just do the bare minimum. And they're just going to be there when it's convenient for them. Pick the ones that are loyal to you. Pick the ones that are not fair weather people. Pick the ones that are going to improve your life, make you a better person. And if you surround yourself with those people, you cannot fail at life. You might not ever be successful in the way that you want to be successful, but you'll be successful in the terms of life. But anyway, that's enough of me bitching. If any of y'all artists have a question about who I'm talking about, you can feel free to reach out to me. But also, too, if you are that business and you're listening to this, do better. I still care about this business. I care about these people. But I've worked too hard and I've associated myself with too many good people to let one rotten egg ruin the whole damn basket. That ain't what we're doing here. You know, there's too many people that are associated with this, that have busted their ass, that have spent their money, that have gone above and beyond, that have done shit for me to where I owe it to them and myself to associate with the best people I can. If I'm just going and being around trash, we're going to become trash. If I lower my standards on how I think people should be treated, then we're going to just be around people that are going to stab you in the back constantly. We don't do the stabbing in the back here. We don't do the getting over. We don't do the faking it till you making it. We do be happy where you're at in the position you're at. Grow. Know you can grow. Know you can do better. Don't be a person that is unreliable and misleads people when you're dealing with dreamers. When you're dealing with people that are chasing something that is not cheap. And I'm not talking about just money-wise. I'm talking about morality-wise. I'm talking about just physical. I'm talking about time-consuming. All these things, all of them, are things that you can't put a dollar sign on, but are completely taxing and drain you every day. I know I'm not going to deal with people that make those situations for me harder. And I hope you don't either. And if you're one of those people, ask for forgiveness. Say you're sorry. Don't try to justify your actions. Just admit you fucked up and move on. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Before I get off of here, I want to give a big shout out to Cashman's, Ron and Quick and Little Miss Sophia. This coming up Saturday, the 30th, my buddy Dave McMahon will be playing there. We'll be up there to hang out with them. So you guys come up there and hang out. Also, too, if you're an artist and you're looking for some making dates, please hit me up. I know I'm going to help my boy, Ron at Cashman's, book some fucking hell of artists coming through there. Ron is a good dude. He pays artists very well. The food's great there. It's just a great environment at Cashman's. I'm very happy to be associated with them. If you have a band and you want a chance to get a single cut and get paid $1,000, Battle of the Bands is 2 weeks away, April the 6th, over in Susan Moore, Alabama, at Back Road Park. I'll be hosting it. Please hit me up. Put a band together, folks. Put a band together. Go look at their Facebook page at Back Road Park, and you'll get more information on it. Also, you guys can come hang out at that, too. It's going to be a party. Everything that I do is a party. Everything that we're associated with is a party. Our rounds, our shows at the Hummingbird, our shows at Cashman's, Live Oak, this Cottonfield, and Back Road Park. If you see Josh Terry or Raising Grace on the thing, you know it's a party, dude. You know it's a good time. But anyway, check those things out. And don't forget, Back Road Bash is our next big one. It is April the 20th at Back Road Park. That is Miles Miles G. If y'all haven't seen this kid, go look him up. He's like 11 or 12 years old. He just played on stage with Billy Strings. He's got to hang out with the Dixie Chicks, with Kenny Chesney. You name it. Everybody's just like drooling over this kid. I love him. I love him and his family. They are fucking awesome. They've played the rounds a couple times. They've been on the show. Just, they're good fucking people, dude. Cassidy Daniels is one of my favorite people to listen to. And I'm just going to tell you, fellas, you know, I don't know another way to say how talented she is besides for when she sings, she is sexy. Oh, my God. She is a beast. She's got some songs about killing folks that are pretty fire, too. But she's just one of those that when you hear her sing, you know she's got it. You know she's a beast. My boy Riley Anderson is one of my favorite singers and songwriters. I feel like me and him have been friends our whole lives, and we've only been on the road and hanging out for probably about 2 years now. He's played some of my first shows in Nashville, and I just love him dearly. He's an amazing person. And Jason Michael Carroll on top of that, Jesus Christ, dude. If you don't think that's worth a ticket, come. Don't come to a show. That's April the 20th. And the night before, actually, we're doing double duty that weekend. Night before at the Hummingbird is a Josh Terry Honky Tonk Nights. We got Cole Goodwin. Cole was blowing up all over social media. If y'all saw all the agents and everybody drooling over this kid in Nashville, every time he plays around, whether it's with Ray's Rowdy or with us, man, this kid's got it, dude. This kid has got it. He'll be playing Josh Terry Honky Tonk Nights April the 19th in Macon, Georgia at the Hummingbird. So Miss Lisa and everybody there, Tim, we appreciate y'all. Cannot wait to do that one. It's going to be like, April's going to be action-packed. And we got to be in the Creative Vets Golf Tournament. Guys, go to Creative Vets. Make a donation to them. Check them out. This is our third year in a row going. We're partnering this year with Cottonfield Grill, by the way, in Back Road Park. They are a sponsor for us for the event. So Kevin and Ty and everybody over there, thank you so much. We very, very much appreciate it. You guys are – I cannot wait for y'all to see. But you'll have everybody from Jelly Roll, Brantley Gilbert, everybody there. We've got to meet them in the past couple of years, and that's been amazing. Just check out Creative Vets, please. That's also in April. Our month of April is stacked, dude. We've got too much shit going on, to be real with you guys. So, yeah, y'all check out Creative Vets, please. Go make a donation to their page. They are an amazing organization. We're probably going to have them on the show on our next Nashville trip. So I'm very, very excited about that. We've had them on before, but it's just an amazing organization. But, yeah, dude, that's pretty much it. I'm just going to leave y'all with this one more time. If you've ever messed up, if you've ever made a mistake, if you've ever told a lie, regardless of why you told the lie, don't be scared to tell the truth. I used to be really, really bad about that. Like I said, I got a buddy who used to tell me all the time, I'd rather climb a tree and tell a lie than stand on the ground and tell the truth. And you just make things harder on you by telling the lie. Tell the truth and ask for forgiveness. And if you do that, most people will at least respect you enough to admit that you made a mistake. Stop lying to yourself and living a lie today. Tell the truth, be honest, be sincere, and I promise you, things will get better. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. Thank you to all the sponsors. We will catch y'all next time.